More than 150 people are now battling the McHugh fires in southeast Anchorage, with elite hotshot crews from the lower 48 poised to relieve frontline firefighters from Alaska. Size estimates for the blaze range from 350 acres to 600, with smoke making exact estimates difficult. Officials are monitoring the fire closely, but say it hasn't significantly advanced towards the nearby residential subdivisions. Alaska Wildland Fire Program Manager Tom Kurth says the five hotshot crews from out of state landed today and will be briefed on the terrain before heading out this evening. They'll be relieving crews from Alaska who have been working for days in the heat and steep terrain.
We have worn these initial attack resources just about out, and that's some of the best crews in the country, and working up there is just tough business up there.
Kern says working in the terrain within the Chugach State Park requires special training.
This again is going to be a very difficult fire. If you look at these contour lines, you make a mistake in there and down you go.
Kurth says at this point, the goal isn't containment. That won't happen until there's rain, which is forecast for Thursday. During a public safety meeting downtown today, Anchorage Fire Department Chief Dennis LeBlanc told assembly members the fire is, quote, not a panic situation at this point. Officials have not issued any evacuation orders, but they are asking residents in the Rainbow Valley and Potter Creek areas, each is just over a mile from the fire line, to have an evacuation plan in place. Further down Turnagain Arm, residents are watching the fire closely. Joan Daniels lives in Bird Creek, about 6 miles from the blaze.
It's been a little bit nerve-wracking, mostly because of the wind. The wind has been very erratic. You know, it comes and goes, and it's always from different directions, and it's very hot.
The Seward Highway reopened both lanes Tuesday night, and officials say traffic is flowing normally in both directions. However, pull-offs from McHugh Creek to Rainbow are closed, and there is a temporary flight restriction in effect over the fire.